From NPR Music, this is Alt Latino. I'm Felix Contreras. Jasmine Garz is off this week. Now, normally she and I hunt down the coolest new music for you to listen to, and then we give you information about the bands and the music. This time, we're going to try something different. We're going to let the musicians speak for themselves. We're starting with an instrumental called Your Soul's in Danger from the album Paint the Moon Gold by the New York City-based artist Renny Lopez. You could say he has Afro-Caribbean dance music or salsa in his DNA. His father was also named Renny Lopez, and he was a trumpet player during the heyday of Fania Records in the 70s. He played with people like Ray Barreto and Tipica 73. On his four full-length albums and four EPs, Afro-Caribbean music is a strong element of his music, but that wasn't always the case with his musical career.
Well, I completely rebelled against my father's music when I was a kid, as most kids do.
Right.
And I was heavily into rock and roll. You know, I was a huge Zeppelin fan. And then when I found Prince, Prince, you know, shook everything up for me. And Prince showed me that you can, you know, play many instruments. And Prince showed me that you could be a great performer and a great producer and songwriter and also bring different types of music together. So I never went for one straight thing, ever. I always mix it up.
It's what he does with those influences on his latest album that really draws me to his music.
You know, I mean, Paint the Moon Gold definitely has so much of me. You know, the story is there, the musical background is there, the story of the last 2 years of my life are there. You know, and all of the music that I've been listening to from, you know, Georgie Ben, Gilberto Gil, Tim Maia, and then all the Latin soul artists and Brazilian funk and samba rock. I've kind of took it all and made it into my own. You know, I was even listening to a lot of Burt Bacharach, like for horn arrangement ideas.
Right,
and
right. That
you
stuff
know,
was slick, man. It was a
so
lot of
slick,
really
man.
Cool stuff
so,
on there.
Oh, gosh.
Why don't we have you pick a track from Paint the Moon Gold that you want to talk about?
Wow. Well, if we're talking about Burt Bacharach, there's a song I wrote called Just a Man on the album, which I'm going to make a video for that one really soon. And it has elements of when he took samba and when he was working with samba and bossa nova, and then he was writing these beautiful tunes over that type of rhythm.
And then the style
of horn arrangements that he used, like he would use a, you know, like soft horns, like French horns. And so I kind of incorporated that style into this song. And also, you know, this song is a confession of how I'm not a perfect person, you know, in my relationship with my family, my relationship with my friends, and my relationship with me, you know, that I'm always striving to be a better man, but you know, it's day to day. There's some days, you know, that I do, I'm doing a good job.
Knock 2 times on the window and I call your name. I knock 2 times on the door. I got so drunk, started acting like a fool. I knocked so hard until my knuckles bled. I don't feel the pain 'cause my mind is on one thing. My heart won't rest until I explain myself to you. I'm a better man than I led you to believe. 'Cause I'm a loving. Standing on the street,
After a couple of decades in the music business, Renny Lopez says he's tired of the hassles of having other people tell him how to run his career. He's releasing albums as he feels like it. He has another one coming in October, by the way. He also started a video series that he tapes on the stoop of his West Village home, and he has no plans of stopping any of that anytime soon.
I want to be an artist until I'm 90 years old, so I want to keep digging. I want to keep digging, and I want to keep getting better and better at what I do.
So you're going to stop at 90, even though somebody like
I think 90,
Candido Camero keeps going, man.
Yeah, once my sexual drive is gone, then I think around 90 years old.
Well, check in with us on that one, man. I'm a giving man. I'm your man. I'm a fighting man. I'm a sinful man. Just a man. I'm a loving man. I'm a giving man. Just a man. I'm a fighting man. I'm a sinful man. Just a man. Just a man. Knocked you down. Or knocked you down. Or knocked you down. In 2010, the Oakland, California-based rap duo Los Racas won the Discovery Artist Prize at that year's Latin Alternative Music Conference. Now, Jasmine and I saw one of their performances that year, and we were impressed by their energy and by their rapping skills. And we were also impressed by the fact that they were embracing their Afro-Latino identities. Now, it wasn't the first time it had been done in Latin music, but it doesn't happen a lot. Their newest album, El Negrito Dundun and Ricardo, take a step further. It's a concept album. It's divided up into almost two solo albums. Racadun offers storytelling around his experiences as an immigrant. Racarich goes for a more musical and sonic expression. Here's Racadun and Racarich giving their own explanation.
It's me on one side, and then it's my cousin Racarich on the other side. My side is a little bit more more personal, you know. And then as far as the sound, it's you got dancehall, reggae, hip hop, a little bit of soul and stuff like that. And then Rico's side.
Yeah, the Ricardo side is, you know, a little bit more suave, sensual, it's a real up tempo. It has a little bit of R&B, it has a little bit of old school house music, you know, the gospel house, what they call it, which was born in Chicago. It's just like a very unique sound because it's never been done in Spanish before, that style of music. So it's like, you know, we're creating another lane into what we already do, it's just growing.
Now, Racadun says his songwriting was initially a coping mechanism for being away from his family. The track Chica de mi Corazón started as a letter to his mom back in Panama.
Well, I couldn't go back to Panama. You know, I couldn't leave the country yet because I didn't have the right papers.
Okay.
You know, the right documents to leave and come back. And like when I started making music, it was more about expressing myself, you know, like what I felt, you know, cause I never been the type of person that really liked talking his personal stuff with people. So what I would do is just write them down and that would make me feel better. And Chica Mi Corazón is actually one of the first songs I ever wrote back in 2003. Because I came to United States in 2001, and I started writing in 2003. It was just more me expressing myself, writing it down. It was more almost like a letter to my mom, you know? The only thing, I just recorded it, you know?
Chica de mi corazón, te dedico esta canción. Regresa pronto a mi corazón. Chica de mi corazón, te dedico esta canción. Regresa pronto a mi corazón. A mi corazón, a mi corazón. Regresa pronto a mi corazón. A mi corazón, a mi corazón. Regresa pronto a mi corazón. Esto sucedió algunos años atrás, cuando estaba en la tierra de Panamá. Era una chica muy especial para mí, esa chica era la más bella. Yo me venía para acá, en la cara tú me notabas la felicidad, pero estaba triste al mismo tiempo. Mami, yo te quiero, sin ti no estoy contento. Mami, no miento, ni estoy hablando cuento. A ti yo te amo, te quiero y te respeto. Te quiero a mi lado pa' llenarte de besos. Eres la mujer que siempre me en mi sueño. Chica de mi corazón, te dedico esta canción. Regresa pronto a mi corazón. Chica de mi corazón, te dedico esta canción. Regresa pronto a mi corazón. A mi corazón, a mi corazón. Regresa pronto a mi corazón. A mi corazón, a mi corazón. Regresa pronto a mi corazón. Recordando el pasado y los momentos cuando estábamos pecados. Y al de pequeño yo te tengo a mi lado.
Rock a Rich's part of the album is more of a reflection on, let's say, the sensual pleasures. He's rapping over a variety of club music styles in Spanish, which they say is building bridges between Latin and African-American communities, not just in Oakland, but everywhere they play.
You know, because they see you performing in front of a crowd that don't speak no Spanish, you know, and they see how we rock, and you see how the people really grasp on to what we're doing, the energy.
And the call and response.
Yeah, the call and response. And
By the end of the set, we have them saying Soy Raka.
Yeah, like a lot of our fans have come up to us, and this is like black, white, you know, they be like, yo, I'm learning Spanish because of ya, you know what I mean? So like we're doing something special over here. And we just gonna keep pushing, you know.
Because in Oakland, there's a lot of Afro Americans now that are learning Spanish. Huh. And when they see us, they talk to us in Spanish, you know. And I'm like, ¿De dónde eres? You know, like asking them, where you from? Like, you know, maybe they're Cuban, you know, maybe Dominican. And they're like, nah, yo soy aquí de Oakland.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh man, it's a good feeling. It's a very good feeling.
Hasta el piso, dale hasta el piso. 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 Hasta el piso, dale hasta el piso.
Estoy pensando. Esperando que me des tú la señal. Si me dices tú que sí, no te vas a arrepentir. Porque en esto, mami, soy experto. Eso es lo que vas a descubrir. Déjale por el pelo, que te muerda suavecito por el cuello, que te pegue por el pum, te pegue por el pum, que te arrastre por el suelo, que te agarre y te jale por el pelo, que te muerda suavecito por el cuello, que te pegue por el pum, por ese pum pum, que te arrastre por el suelo, suelo. Acabamos de empezar, estamos en la oscuridad. Estoy sintiéndote, viniéndote, pidiéndome que más. Ya yo te lo advertí.
David Lindis is from Guatemala. He came to the U.S. at age 9. then grew up in the Chicano community of Watsonville in the Central Coast area of California, now lives in Salt Lake City, Utah, and he's released his first ever solo album, simply called David Lindes. He says when he first came to the U.S., the first culture he absorbed was not mainstream American culture.
I got to see something that I, you know, as a Guatemalan kid, I had never seen Chicano culture. Mm-hmm. It was totally foreign to me. You know, things that I now consider my own, like lowriders in a parade, you know, you know, it was like, what is that? But now I think, and I'm like, that's totally me, you know, I love that.
The music on his first album is a reflection of all those influences and experiences. And he does a very brave thing with the album. He takes on an iconic song, Bob Marley's No Woman, No Cry, and he reworks it a little bit to reflect his own life and experiences.
It's just one of those songs that happened, and once it happened, I couldn't undo it, you know? I had the idea of rewriting the lyrics and telling a different story, a story really that I grew up around, you know, of an immigrant laborer who is away from his family. You know, they're still in their country of origin, and it was, you know, a middle-aged Mexican immigrant farm worker, you know, like so many that I grew up around in Watsonville, you know, who just got done with 13 hours of hard work, and he's singing in his dingy apartment, and that's what turned the song into what it is.
La noche en que partí, las lágrimas que te intenté ocultar, y el camino largo que me separó de ti. Ooh.
I see this record as a couple of things combined. You know, half of these songs are social commentary centered around immigration and the story of an immigrant. And half of these songs are love songs, very simple love songs. And maybe one song that brings both of those themes together is Caminante Caminando, the first song on the album. Because it is a love song to the immigrant community, you know, to the struggling immigrant community, the folks that risk violence in their lives to get here, you know.
Quisiera ser la frontera para quitarme de enfrente de tus pasos ya cansados. Ah, quisiera ser un puente y poder partir en dos las aguas del río Bravo para que cruces en seco y no te digan mojado. Caminante, caminando.
Viento Callejero means street breeze. It's also the name of a new trio from Southern California that's new in name only. All members of the band are prolific musicians, and they're part of that loose community of musicians that seem to hop from band to band, all in the name of expressing a collective musical vision. And in Southern California, it's largely based on son jarocho and cumbia. This track is called Antes de Amanecer. It's the title track from their first album. Now, we were able to get two of the three members into our studios at NPR West. First thing I wanted to know is how many bands they and the drummer Gabriel Villa are working with.
Hi, I'm Gloria Estrada, and I'm the guitarist for Viento Callejero.
Hi, I'm Federico Zúñiga, and I'm the bass player for Viento Callejero.
I have two babies. This Viento Callejero is one of them, cumbia, and I have another one called Finger Dancers.
Play in a trio with my uncle. It's called Los Hijos de José.
His main group is Chicano Batman.
Andrés Flores, who's formerly from the Son Jarocho group, Chuchumbe.
María del Pilar.
Play a lot of traditional music, traditional Son Jarocho.
Irene Diaz.
Hector Hector Perez.
Fernando Ulibarri.
Hector Guerra from the Pachamama crew.
Entre Mujeres. And, man, I know I play with, it's like probably 7 bands I play with currently, so.
Cumbias a toda madre.
Okay, you get the idea. You know, what really strikes me about the album is the full sound they get from a band with only 3 members.
Since it is a trio, I think our challenge was to see how much of a sound we can get with just 3 people. Gabriel has to be our conga player, our güiro player, our drummer. Federico, not only bassist, but singer, and he's also doing horn lines on bass, and I myself am doing horn lines or sax or accordion lines on the guitar. So we're stylistically, we're trying to like tap into other instruments, kind of like what I think Ella Fitzgerald did in jazz, where she, a lot of her scatting came from Louis Armstrong, because she was imitating his horn line, because that's all she knew of jazz. So she, as a result, her scatting sounds so much like a horn. And I think we were kind of taking that approach of trying to imitate these other instruments with what we have.
Trying to take the cumbia as a platform to just to give new ideas to the genre, I guess.
This is a track called Cariñito by Viento Callejero. Now, you've heard cumbia a lot on our show, and as Jasmine once pointed out, it seems like everybody and their tío has a cumbia band. So I asked the band, how will they make music that will stand out?
Well, we wanted to make cumbia that was kind of give it our own stamp and give it our own rhythmic ideas. Like, trying to highlight something new, a little bit more of the syncopation of the cumbia, its relation to kind of like guaracha, and hopefully with that in that mix of the 3 ideas from the 3 members of the group, we're hoping that people will like it and can get some moving. We want people to come dance, but we also want people to listen and to hear some of the ideas and the risks that we're kind of taking and trying to take the cumbia as a platform to just to give new ideas to the genre, I guess.
This band is firmly part of the Southern California musical community, which seems to be like a free-flowing exchange of ideas. In fact, the band members say they created their band with that idea in mind.
When we kind of created this group, it's like we really wanted to have that where anyone, it was like a rotating door and open to anyone who wanted to work with us and we wanted to work with, and just kind of reciprocate that, not only bringing attention to our group, but bringing attention to all these great singers from these other bands that lots of times go under the radar just because we're independent bands, so.
We became the secret girlfriend, like, yeah. La otra.
. 2005 was a big year for Jorge Drexler. His song, El Otro Lado del Río, from the film The Motorcycle Diaries, won the Academy Award for Best Song. An award like that really raises a musician's profile. But after that, Drexler went right back to what he was doing before, creating highly literate music, examining themes like cultural identity, exile, and of course love, all with the stamp of his Rio Plata background. He's from Uruguay, but Drexler is a name that his grandfather brought from Germany as he escaped Hitler. The younger Drexler has lived in Uruguay, Israel, and eventually moved to Spain. His latest album is called Bailar en la Cueva, and it is the first that includes musical influences from his over two decades of traveling.
I used to be very focused and very persistent regarding identity at the beginning. You know, I made a big effort to show my first of all, my Uruguayan identity. And you know, I wanted my music to sound Uruguayan. From Uruguay to my region, I realized that my music had also a lot to do with Argentinian music and with Brazilian music. Uruguay is the smallest country in South America between the two biggest countries, Brazil and Argentina. In the last 4 years, I traveled all over Spanish-speaking countries and started feeling at home in Quito in Ecuador, or in Rosario, Argentina, or in Puebla, Mexico. And, you know, I'm starting perceiving that there was a common language that I felt at home wherever I was understood. And at the same time, I started understanding the different South American colors, the different realities. And I felt free of the heavy load of restricted identities. I could open myself. I think it was also a personal process. At the same time, it was an artistic process.
La idea es eternamente nueva. Cae la noche y nos seguimos juntando a bailar en la cueva. Bailar, bailar. Bailar, bailar. Bailar, 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 bailar. Ir en el ritmo como una nube va en el viento. No estar en, sino ser el movimiento. Ir en el ritmo como una nube va en el viento. No estar en, sino ser el movimiento. Cerrar el juicio, cerrar los ojos. Oír el clac con que se rompen los cerrojos. Cerrar el juicio, cerrar los ojos. Oír el clac con que se rompen los cerrojos. Bailar, 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 bailar. Me guías tú o yo te guío. Me guías tú o yo te guío. Me guías tú o yo te guío. ¿Será que me guías tú o que yo te guío? Mi cuerpo al tuyo y el tuyo al mío. Mi cuerpo al tuyo y el tuyo al mío. Los dos bebiendo de un mismo aire. El pulso latiendo y el muslo aprendiendo a leer en braille. Antes de conocer la agricultura. La idea es eternamente nueva. Cae la noche y nos seguimos juntando a bailar en la cueva. Bailar en la cueva. Bailar en la cueva. Bailar en la cueva. Bailar, 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 me guías, o yo te guío, mi cuerpo al bailar, bailar, bailar.
Drexler also collaborated with the great Brazilian singer and composer Caetano Veloso on the track Bolivia. It's a very personal song with a bit of a history.
Bolivia is a very important song for me, not only because of the presence of Caetano Veloso, which is in itself a turning point in my musical experience. But it's also a very personal and emotional song for me. It talks about the year 1939, in which my father, he was 4 years old, and my two grandparents tried escaping from the Nazi Germany. They were fleeing the Nazis, and they realized that in January of 1939, there was a common agreement between South American countries about reducing dramatically the number of Jews they would receive from Central Europe. And only Bolivia stood with a very firm and generous position, opening his borders to refugees in 1939. And a couple of years ago, a year and a half ago, I went for the first time to play in Bolivia, and I realized I was the first Drexler to come back to Bolivia in 60 years. And, you know, my uncle was born in Bolivia. My great-grandfather died there. My father lived there for 8 years. And I realized that symbolic gesture that Bolivia made so many years ago, you know, a poor South American country saving the lives of European refugees. It's a thank you song, actually. I'm really thankful with Bolivia.
Thanks to Jorge Drexler and all the musicians who took time to talk to me. Is there an artist or band that you'd like to hear from? Send us your ideas on Facebook and Twitter. We are NPR's Alt Latino. You can hear all the songs we play today in their entirety on our website at npr.org/altlatino. Jasmine will be back soon. For now, I'm Felix Contreras. This has been Alt Latino.
Viene y va, y vuelve a venir e irse, y tras alejarse vuelve, y tras volver se distancia. Y cambia la itinerancia, y los barcos van y vienen, y quienes hoy todo tienen, mañana por todo implora. Y la noria no demora en invertir los destinos y en refrescar la memoria.
Caminos de ida en caminos de regreso se transforman, porque eso, una puerta giratoria, no más que eso, es la historia.